Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Ladies, I hate to inform you of this, but my lawyer, my entertainment attorney has told me there's a clause in my contract that you're about to break, and I can't break my contract. Did
what
you be Morning
clause?
Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE? The clause, it says here in chapter 12, subsection A.27, William cannot be more than 3 feet off the ground. It's the gravity clause. See,
the gravity
they're worried clause. That if something were to happen to me, then the show would suffer and then the station would suffer and then Odyssey would have issues. So they put that clause. It's like I can't drive race cars. I can't do motocross and I can't do trapeze.
The difference
shows.
With this is there's a net. A big net. Don't be a baby.
Is the net big enough for this?
Yes, this? It is. Today we go to Rock City Circus and... What is this? We've been waiting 8 weeks for this?
I don't, that's not the word that I would use for today's
class. I would
class.
Say I've been waiting a lifetime. We've gone through some other fun stuff at
yes.
Rock City Circus, but in the end, all I want to do is fly from that trapeze. And today, by God, is the day.
And it's a legit trapeze. This is not like 6 feet off the ground. This is at the top. It's way up there at the top of the building.
I'm so excited. I'm just hoping my upper arm strength doesn't let me down. Maybe they'll let me go like hanging on with my knees. You know, like when you can swing down. I don't know. I'm probably not there yet.
So my understanding is
I fall off everything there.
That you people will be in harnesses.
You're going to
when
do
you're
this.
On the trapeze. Look, my contract, my entertainment lawyer clearly said you're not allowed to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
This 3 feet clause is insane. Mostly because I've had to stand on this desk to change light bulbs for our engineering staff. And this desk is higher than 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah, you'll learn. You got to negotiate stuff into
do you
your
want,
contract.
I was going to say, I can recommend a lawyer for you, but...
Billy, you're really not going to do
I'm
it?
Really not going to. Heights and me do not. I'll tell you how
what
bad it
gonna
is.
What are you going to do? Pass out?
So Niagara Falls, the Canadian side, there is one of those elevated obstacle courses. Where there's cables and you hook yourself up, you got the harness and then you hook yourself in. So my whole family went and there was two girls ahead of us, teenage girls. And the very first thing was like walking across the chain bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're hooked in, you're latched in, but you're like 40 feet off the ground, like at the top of a pole at the whole course. And the girls chickened out. So they had to come back towards us.
Time
that they chickened out, we all chickened out. My entire family, all four of us were like, I don't want to do this. So we all climbed back down the ladder, unhooked and said, we're good. Thank you.
Not Gave only back are you harnessed,
we can't climb down the ladder. I think they said you go up and there is one way.
Yes.
Across.
And I think if you do this, this is one less thing. I mean, this is a fear you got to face, and you're going to be harnessed, double harnessed, and there's a huge net.
What a way to kick off your next year around the sun.
Right?
Come on!
Happy birthday to you. Okay.
There's some Olympic gold coming back to Rochester. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Did you ladies watch anything this weekend?
I watched both hockey games. The women's technically wasn't over the weekend, but I did watch both of them win in overtime.
Yeah, that was very exciting. I watched bits and pieces of it, but didn't really sit down and watch a full anything. And, you know, this and that I've caught online, too, after the fact. That's the beauty of online.
Right.
You don't have to watch it live.
So Pittsford native Chris Lillis claimed his second consecutive gold medal in the mixed team aerials
as
a skier.
Which is beyond me. That is crazy.
I can't even wrap my head around what they're doing. Just watching it. Like, did he just spin around three times or was that four times?
They just, like, put their hands in the air. And just
spring
woo into the air, do a backflip, forward flip. It's nuts.
Well, there was one skiing video I saw that it looks like they're skateboarding, like going around like a half pipe of the snow and then flipping and then coming back down. I was like
landing backwards.
Right.
taking off backwards and then landing backwards again. I can't even understand how they're doing what they're doing.
And Chris, because this is, I think it's second.
Yeah.
Makes it look so easy. And that's the part of it that I'm like, well, you know, how hard can it be?
So Webster native Haley Wynn, the USA women's hockey team, she scored a goal, provided 3 assists. She helped lead the ladies team to gold. And Haley was joined, and I didn't know there was this many Bishop Kearney along.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Layla Edwards scored 8 points. Carolina Harvey added 9 points. 3 other Bishop Kearney grads competed in women's hockey, but for other countries. That is absolutely insane that that many talented hockey players came out of one program.
Yeah, Bishop Kearney is huge for hockey.
And they had big
viewing parties for everything, too. That was cool.
Out of all the Olympic stuff that we watched, there was one moment that rubbed me the wrong way. And there was a lot of moments. What were we watching? I think it was women's aerial skiing. They were like hugging each other. Everybody was supportive, patting each other on the back. Like one girl was upset. And then the gold medalist walked over and said something to her. All of a sudden the other girl lit up and they were smiling and hugging. And like it was camaraderie.
So lots of good sportsmanship.
Lots of good sportsmanship. But the men's hockey team, the game ended in overtime, and afterwards they're doing the interviews, and there's a Canadian player, Nathan MacKinnon. I'll just read the quote. You be the judge who was the better team today. Now, the Americans won the gold. The Canadians got the silver. Somebody has to win. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to come in second, third, eighth, whatever. Somebody's going to do it. But he was referencing, you know, the fact that they were in the lead for so long and shots on goal and all that stuff. That's just a sour grapes. All that matters at the end of the day is who put the puck in the goal more right. times than the other team.
Right.
Well, and we haven't won since you said what, 1980
when we beat the Soviets. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Soviets.
Yes. The Miracle on Ice. They made a movie about it. It was such a
That's
big
right.
deal when it happened, and every Olympics comes back and, you know, there's the guys come out of retirement and they come out and they make appearances and stuff. That just... Everything I saw, that was the one moment that was like, man, just,
I know.
Oh, somebody's, it sucks to lose. I get it, but come on.
I'm a Bills fan, so I get it, Canada. Oh. I get it.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.